And now, unprecedented access to one of America's premier motorsports organizations. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire Bilain and Roush Fenway Racing invite you to come inside
Jack's Garage.
An exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Roush Fenway Racing.
Before the cars hit the track
and the crews hit the pit, everyone convenes in Jack's Garage. Here's Claire Bilain. Welcome to Jack's Garage.
Hey, race fans. All right, welcome to Jack's Garage. I can't stand it any longer. Who is going to drive the number 60 Ford for Roush Fenway Racing in the Xfinity Series at Daytona? Sharing the ride, Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric, and Ty Majeski. But what driver gets to grab the wheel at Daytona? Can you even imagine? Well, I went to Roush Fenway Racing trying to get all three of those birds to sing and find out who it was. And I'm not going to know quite yet. Neither will you. But I talked to all three of them about which one wanted to grab the wheel for the 60 and race in Xfinity for Roush Fenway at Daytona. Well, Ty Majeski, Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric, starting with Ty Majeski.
I'm Ty Majeski, here with the three drivers of the 60 car for this year. It's every kid's dream to run Daytona, and I haven't gotten to run there yet, so it'd be really cool to have my debut at Daytona be this year.
This is Chase Briscoe. Obviously, I would love to run Daytona just because Daytona is the biggest race of the year, and obviously Roush Fenway has really good race cars there. So, I mean, it's Daytona. Why wouldn't you want to run it?
This is Austin Cindric. I'd love to run Daytona because I only got to do one lap in the truck race last year, and it'd be a great way to start off the year in the 60 program.
Why did you only get to run one lap?
Chase Briscoe?
Those daggone teammates.
Why was it?
I've wrecked like half the field.
Teammates?
We were teammates last year.
But teammates!
Yeah, well, this year, fortunate for him, we can't be on the track at the same time.
Although, indeed, that may happen at some point this year. Could I have a drum roll, please? Let's announce who the driver is of the 60 Roush Fenway Racing Xfinity Ford for Daytona. Let's go to the hotline. Why don't you go ahead and sign in, please?
Hello.
Tell them who it is that's got the ride. Go ahead.
So Austin Cindric, the proud driver in Daytona, the number 60 car.
I had to laugh when I heard that tape about you guys talking about, you know, how you will race the Daytona race for Xfinity. And the three of you, yesterday we had Jack's hat and pulling a name out of the hat and all of that. But you get to race the 60, Austin Cindric, for the Daytona race for Xfinity for Roush Fenway. Why don't you tell us how excited you are about that?
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to start off a program as unique as what we've got going on in the 60 car. I think it's something unique what Ford's doing with this program between Roush and Penske and everybody on the 60 car to kind of hit, you know, Ford programs integrated and working together. And I couldn't imagine starting at a better place, obviously. And I'm just happy to be in the seat for the first race.
With the other drivers that I hung out with yesterday, you and Chase Briscoe and Ty Majeski, the rapport was pretty good. As you could hear on that tape, you were busting on each other, teasing each other. What's it been like? You haven't spent a lot of time together, but you will this season.
Yeah, obviously Chase and I go a little ways back. I mean, we some teammates in ARCA stuff, but obviously teammates all year last year in trucks. And we're both of us are kind of just now getting to know Ty. And actually, we're doing an IMSA race all together next weekend, doing the 4-hour race during the 24-hour weekend in Daytona. So Chase and I are sharing a car. Cole and Ty are sharing a car together, kind of as the Ford program as well. And so we've been getting to know each other pretty well. And you know, lean on each other, take a few jabs, and it's a good time. I really enjoy the group dynamic, and I think Mike Kelly's probably a good father figure in the scenario to kind of keep it all honest. And I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a unique program. We got a lot of great guys being able to work on the 60 car. A lot of guys that are hungry for results.
Austin, how much did you want to race at Daytona and Xfinity as opposed to any of the other races you'll get to do?
Yeah, well, like I said before, I only got to do one lap of the truck race last year, so it'd be neat to do more than one. But hey, no, it's gonna be cool. Obviously, like Ty said, it's one of those places you always dream of driving at as a kid, and I've actually been really fortunate to drive a lot of different race cars at Daytona, between sports cars, rallycross, stock cars, and I'd love to be able to try and go for a win there, and hopefully be able to put my name up with some of the really great guys. And I mean, you look at it, Ryan Reeves won the last two races in a Roush car, so I think we honestly have a good shot at being able to be up there contending for a win. And obviously we'll have good help between having Roush teammates and a lot of other Fords out there this year, so it should be a fun event.
And yet you and Chase Briscoe were laughing about it, that you only got them one lap. And he's like, I took everything out. And you guys were busting up laughing about it, even though, you know, you were teammates and you are teammates.
Yeah, no, it's just either laugh or cry, right? So you might as well laugh. I mean, it's just it's all good fun. And you know, we're able to – obviously I was frustrated at the time, but we were able to laugh at it now. So it's just one of those things that – I'm sure I'll end up doing something that Chase can give me a hard time about, and vice versa. You know, it's just kind of how that team dynamic goes.
How much did you learn last year? How did you learn from last year? I think people really like all three of you, and you're a very aggressive racer. And sometimes, you know, people are hard on you one race, or, you know, supporting you another. How do you look at, you know, how you played out last year as opposed to how you are more experienced going into this year?
Honestly, I couldn't have scripted last year's season for me in the trucks, between, you know, the discipline of BKR shutting down, and as well as winning races, making the chase, being able to get to the final four. Obviously, you mentioned being an aggressive racer. I don't see myself as an aggressive racer, but I also see myself as somebody that is hungry, and I think everybody in the truck series is hungry. I mean, it's an aggressive series, so you have to be aggressive either drown or swim in that deal. And I think you see a lot of guys come out and be a lot more aggressive than probably what they do in Xfinity or Cup. So I think that's just the nature of that series and how it races and how you have to be. But I learned so much. I'm not sure I could have ever imagined how much I would have learned last year, but between, you know, how to set up your stuff to run in traffic, and what it takes to run at that level in motorsports, it's just a whole other dynamic that I've never really experienced before. And obviously, it took us far enough to be third in the championship, so I'm really proud of that, and I'm proud of the other guys that I worked with last year, and a lot of them found some good homes for this year. So I'm excited to see where their career goes as well as mine, and obviously take those lessons I learned last year and apply them this year, and hopefully get some results with it.
Are you going to have to race differently? You said, you know, you're right, trucks is an aggressive series. Will you race Xfinity differently? Will you have to, or is it much of the same?
I think the attitude of how the drivers race in Xfinity differs from truck racing, and kind of sounds odd to say that, even though I've only done the one race at Road America. But just how the races play out, you're never really at each other's throats for as long as you are in the truck series. I mean, the truck series is shorter races, shorter stages. And there's so many good trucks out there that it's hard to be in the top 10. It's difficult to be in the top 5, and then obviously it's hard to win races. So in Xfinity, I feel like next year or this season is probably going to be more competitive than last year, just with the guys you see getting out there. I mean, you got Nemechek, who'll be in a Ganassi car for some races, and saw Ryan Truex out there, and as well as us in the 60 car, and then you got the Cup guys out there. So I feel like it's going to be even more competitive than years past. So that aggression will probably ramp up a little bit, but I feel as though it's, you got longer races, you got more eyes looking at you because it's higher up, so you're making the right decisions at the right time, or at least you're hoping to, and instead of just going out there and going all or nothing.
And it ever bothered you when you got criticism, or when you raced really hard and were aggressive? Like you said, you know, you're racing for your career. That's what happens when you race your way up through the series. And man, people don't realize how hard that is, or how much is on the line every single time.
Yeah, it's just, you have to be comfortable with the decisions you make, and obviously you have to make them for the right reasons. And I mean, I'm not sure there's too many of those decisions that I'd look back on and change. So it's one of those things that you have to move forward from, and I'm excited for this year. I think a lot of those races that I did last year, but between, you know, some of the fun races where you got to be racing Kyle Busch and Christopher Bell and those guys for the lead, or Johnny Sauter for the lead or for the win, and those were huge experiences for me, because I got to be around guys that knew what to do, knew what was right. And it's when you get in those situations that you really appreciate where you're at and what you're doing. So I hope to find myself in more situations like that this year. And I think the only thing I can do to make that happen is to do my very best and hope for the best.
Yeah, I think that's well said. You get to Daytona, right? What kind of a restrictor plate racer are you? Do you think you're pretty good at it? I mean, I know all three of you wanted to get the ride. Now the wheel is in your hands. What kind of a restrictor plate racer do you think you are?
Yeah, you know, I'd say I'm an inexperienced one still. I'd say my race at Talladega last year in the trucks, we ended up finishing fifth, which I thought was a really solid result. Just trying to race smart, but also those deals are kind of luck. But at the same token, the trucks seem to race a lot differently than the Xfinity cars do from a stability standpoint. So I feel like in the Xfinity cars, there's going to be a lot more side drafting, a lot more games being played because you're not constantly fighting the wheel like you are in a truck, which is kind of hard to think about. But at least the two times that I've done a full race in the truck on a restrictor plate, it's arms and elbows, and you're making sure your stuff's stable and you're usually bouncing around in the pack. And it seems like in the Xfinity cars as well as the Cup cars, everything's pretty smooth sailing. So it's more about the driver behind the wheel. So I feel like there's going to be more of a dynamic, I guess, to race an Xfinity car on a super speedway. So I'm excited to see what it has. I feel like I've got the right hands with whatever spotter I have and whatever car setup we bring. I feel like we'll be pretty competitive.
And what have you learned about your teammates, Chase Briscoe and Ty Majewski, that are sharing the ride? And some conversation yesterday was they may or may not go to Daytona. Maybe if they're in the area, they'll be hanging out to watch a team. I watch you guys interact. I got such a kick out of it yesterday. What have you learned so far about those two?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll take you in the window of, you know, basically this Ford Mustang program we're doing in Daytona during the 24-hour weekend. It's me and Chase Briscoe in one car, Cole Custer and Ty Majewski in the other car. And I run that series. I run with that team. I'm theoretically a road racer in that respect. And I'm the experienced one. So I let Chase do most of the driving in our car. And Ty had never been on a road course, like never. He's a super late model driver, and he's done some Xfinity races and some ARCA races, but never set foot on a road course. And all of them did an incredible job. And I was really interested going into the deals to see how Ty was going to do. And, you know, he's a racer. He wants to figure it out. He's competitive. He wants to go fast just like anybody else. And obviously Chase's background's in dirt. And he came up right to speed. I think he finished P1 or P2 in one of the sessions. So I thought they all did a pretty good job. So that was cool to see from that perspective, just being the one with experience. But going to the Xfinity stuff, I'm sure I'll be leaning on those guys quite a bit. Just to see their perspectives, because you can never think you know too much. So I'm excited to have two guys to lean on like that, as well as other guys in the Ford camp. And I think it's just going to be a fun year if we're able to use that team dynamic to our advantage.
What do you want the fans to know about you? And I'll tell people a little bit about you. You know, you're obviously, everybody knows that your dad is the president of Team Penske, and that, you know, they were, when you grew up, they didn't give you fancy helmets. They gave you sort of generic uniforms, and you made your way through it all. Yesterday we were in the shop, and you're a lot of fun. You have a great sense of humor, handle yourself very well, very mature, but very funny. You decided that with the program logo of the stick figures, you should all stand like the logo with the stick figures. So your feet were straight out like a duck, and you were having a good time having the other guys do that, right? What do you want fans to know about you?
I'm a racer. It's pretty simple. I mean, I'm in it because I'm passionate about racing, whether if that's in a stock car, which that's where I want to be right now, or if that's sports car racing and rally cars, open wheel cars, whatever it is, I want to be in it. I'm a racer. I'm competitive. But at the same time, if you're not having fun doing what you love, then it's not worth doing and it's not worth loving. So I always try and make the most fun out of it. Obviously, you have to be serious at the right times, but like I said, you gotta enjoy what you do. I can't imagine doing anything else. I can't imagine trying to find a real job. It's such an exciting world. I mean, you don't have to be a racer to understand the culture, I guess, of being around it all, being in motorsports. You just have to be someone with a passion, and that's what I am. It's just, you never stop thinking about what you want to do. And, I'm just proud to be here where I am. And it's just, trying to find the next steps of advancing my career even further than this, because obviously you always want to keep going till you reach the top and find out what the top is.
Last thing, what about Roush Fenway Racing? What have you found over there? You were over there yesterday. Some of the folks hadn't really seen you guys all together. That was the first time yesterday. I think they were supposed to have some kind of photo shoot today, but there was snow. I don't know if they did it. But I will say that you're, you know, kind of walking around Roush Fenway like you're getting used to the place. What have you found over there?
Yeah, I've been able to get over there a few times. I mean, there's only so much I can do to help out to get ready for Daytona and the races in the year. Obviously, I'll be there quite a bit more during the season, either prepping for a race or debriefing after races or what have you. But I've been getting to know the guys, and we have a lot of new guys on our 60 team, and I think Mike Kelly's the right guy to be the leader on that program. He's like I said, he's kind of the father figure role, if you will. For a lot of us, not just drivers. So it's exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing what the team dynamic is at Daytona. Daytona is a bit of a unique race, so probably throughout the season, I think we'll be able to understand where everything is and how everybody is. But no, I've been getting to know the guys at Roush, and it's unique to see different organization, how they run. You know, what's different, who are the people to go through something as simple as, you know, getting a t-shirt or a key card into the place or having the right contacts. I mean, it's just, you're starting from scratch, and it's exciting. It's fun. It's just, it's something different, and it's what I love doing. So I think it'll be 2 weeks into the season, and it'll feel pretty normal. So hopefully we'll be able to start off Daytona with a bang, and hopefully a win, and move on and try and get an owner's championship with the three of us.
I appreciate so much you coming on tonight. Congratulations on being the one who gets to grab the wheel at Daytona for the 60. It was fun hanging out yesterday. You cracked me up more than one time, but you're also very serious about your racing, and so it was a good time, and thanks for coming on tonight, okay? Congratulations.
Yeah, no worries, sir. See you in Daytona.
You got it.